I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, pastor of Harvest Christian Ministries. I want to thank you for joining us, whether by CD, radio, or the Internet. It is our hope and prayer that you'll be encouraged by today's message.
Praise God. Even as we take our seats, we are now preparing for the Word of God. Let's take a moment just to bow wherever we are today. A person's still getting to their seats. I want to respect that. But let's take a moment today and just bow before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this opportunity to share your word. My, there's something about your word. It changes us. It transforms us. It informs us. It gives us a roadmap on how to live, how to please you. As we come today, it is our prayer that we might decrease, that Tim might slide over, and that you might step in. And with your Holy Spirit as the engine, may this word reach a heart today. May someone leave encouraged. May someone leave with a new lease on life. God, we thank you. And we can't thank you enough. That sometimes seems like it's just not enough to say thank you. But we thank you for everything you've done, even in this day. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. It's good to be alive, good to be in the number. One more time, I want to share with you today from our scripture passage, and it's just one, 1 Corinthians 7th chapter, verse number 7. It says, I wish that all men were as I am, but each man had his own gift from God. One has this gift, another has that. I want to share today from the sermonic title, Living Single. Living Single. I promised and I kept my word that I would have a word for those who are single. There are close to 100 million persons in this country who do not have a spouse. That means not a husband, not a wife. And that group makes up 43% of the population, persons over 18. So when you're 18, you're considered kind of sort of an adult. And so that places you, according to the Census Bureau, as a single. Now to be single means that you're not married. It could also mean that you're divorced, or it may mean that you are a widow. And so primarily, I'm trying to target the single crowd today. But don't tune me out if you're not single, because I guarantee you there's something in the word today for you when it comes to living single. You know, there's a lot of competition from the world as it relates to reaching singles. A lot of competition. Now, there's popular online dating. I need not call the name of the company, but they're vying for your attention. They're helping you to find Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. And sometimes this can be successful. Don't want to knock it. But let me just say, if persons are trying too hard to hook you up with somebody, I would just say beware. It's my opinion. But I often will take a look at Forbes magazine, a big financial magazine. Every year they come out with their top cities for singles. And they base that on the job situation, the number of singles who live in that community, how cool of a city it is. And maybe it's a place where there's a lot of online dating. And so before you start to pack, now let me just tell you off the bat that Baltimore is on that list as a city for singles. And so is nearby Washington, D.C. And for our Florida listeners on the radio, Orlando is on the list. And so is Tampa and St. Petersburg, and so is Jacksonville, Florida. And for those folk who hear us in South Georgia, Atlanta is on the list for singles. And maybe you're joining us by way of podcast or CD. I want to bring you into the conversation. I know you got an opinion about this and what it means and where do I fit, and you should. But let me just say this as a disclaimer. Being single or living single does not mean that you're lonely. It does not mean that you're desperate, lacking, that you're living loosely. It just means that you have chosen for this season to live the single life. And perhaps in this single life, I pray that you're longing for a lasting relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And so I really want to add to the list today of cities for singles a place called Corinth. We've talked about Corinth. It's a seaside city in Greece, a city that kind of had it going on. I think sometimes we think that the Bible is so old and so old-fashioned. Oh, Lord, there's nothing new where? Under the sun. And so things happened in Corinth, that happened today. And so what Paul, who's a single guy, he started some churches, and Corinth was one of the places that he started the church. And when you start a church, there's always some concerns. And so he wasn't really there in Corinth at the time. But they wrote him a letter. Paul, we've got some questions about marriage and singleness, and since you are Pastor Paul, can you handle it? Can you talk about it? Can you give us some insight? And so really, chapter 7 is Paul responding to the letter he received from the church at Corinth. And let me just say this. I always encourage extra reading. I just gave you one verse today, but if you back it up to the beginning of chapter 7, it's kind of PG-13, kind of rated R. And so it talks about relationships, intimacy, etc. You can read that. But I really want to focus in on this one particular verse as it relates to Paul responding to the church. And Paul is saying this. He says, you know what? I'm not commanding you. I'm just making some suggestions today. Isn't it great to have somebody say, I'm not telling you what to do, but don't you take it better if somebody says, I'm going to suggest to you. Parents do that. I don't tell you what to do, but let me just help you by suggesting. And that's what he does today. Paul writes back to the church, I wish that all men were as I am single. He said, now that's the way I roll. I'm a single guy. And so, not just single, but Paul was also promoting celibacy. Can you say that word, celibacy, C-C-C? Amen. Celibacy, restraining intimately. Ah, amen. And so Paul says, now for me, I wish that persons would be like me, but I'm not downing them. He's saying, now, God gives us a gift of marriage, and it gives us a gift of being single. Whatever works for you. Ever had somebody say to you, oh, you need to get married. Aren't you tired of being single? And maybe for you, you see being single as a gift from God. I'm not a mind reader. Let me just do this poll thing. How many folk are single? My Lord. Okay. I saw some brothers 18 or older, they can put that up too. Amen. And so, really, you got to know what works for you. Don't be forced into something that you're not prepared for, ready for. But know that whether you are married or single, see it as a gift from God. Now, how many folk like gifts? And not just at Christmas time, but, you know, I like getting gifts. Birthday, Father's Day. And with the gift, you will normally open the package up. You don't want to just like, oh, I got a gift I put on the shelf. You open it up, you'll see if it's what you want, you'll be thankful for it, you'll try it on, you'll wear it, you'll drive it. Its monogram has your name on it. But we do something with gifts. And so what Paul is saying is that, hey, here's the way, and I'm on this little slang, this is the way I roll. But know that singleness is a gift from God just as marriage. Am I helping the singles out today? This is y'all Sunday. Amen? But with that gift, know that you got to really be about God's purpose. Now, single to be single, the single world and single church and single sometimes and single all the time, single, 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 single. But in terms of the purpose, I'm single, and because I'm single, I'm living for the Lord. I'm living by God's purpose, by God's desire, by God's intention. And so don't look at me funny because I'm single. Don't think there's something wrong with me because I don't have a boo. Uh-oh. Amen? I like to keep it light. Now, Paul didn't say. He just says, you make the decision, okay? And know that God is the giver of every good and perfect gift. My. God's gift don't need to be returned. Don't need to say it don't fit. If God gives it to you, it's for you. Amen? And perhaps you've got peace right where you are. All right. So it really comes down to choice. Paul says, you know what? For me, I'm more effective if I don't have a wife, if I don't have a family. I can minister better. Let me just tell a page out of the Tim Tuden diary. When I was single, I was not ministering. Okay? When I got married and got on the Lord's side, I minister with my wife. That's better for me. She's my gift. My family helps me out. They show me how to podcast. They lift heavy equipment for me. They show me how to do PowerPoint. And so for me, at this stage of where I am, marriage is a thing. But I'm not knocking you if you're single. You got more time? Well, everybody think you do, right? They think single people are not, you have nothing to do. You just sit around. You have a life. And that is what I want you to know today, this sense of longing to live single for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul was a great model, but Paul was not perfect. And so a greater model is, and I tossed this around last week with one of the fellows, I said, you know what? Jesus was and is single. What? Yeah. No matter what Hollywood tells you, he was not married. He didn't have children. Not true. He is single. Amen? And so there's a greater model in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can always come back to that, that no matter how many people you put from the Bible, they're all great folk, but they all had flaws. And so do we. But Jesus Christ had great friends. I love how he hung out with Martha and Mary and Lazarus. Those were his friends. He would stop by Bethany and hang out with folk he enjoyed being around, but he didn't bring a wife with him because he was not married. All to say that as I encourage you in the Lord today, there's certainly that kind of a model, is that you have the potential to live single for the Lord Jesus Christ and to do it effectively. Am I helping you today? Is that on your street? Does that make any sense? I mean, as a single person? I just want you to know that there's nothing wrong with you. You're not odd. You're not strange. You're just single. And it is a gift from God. It's where you are right now. Now, next Sunday, you may say, Reverend, I was online. And I found somebody. Cool. But just make sure you read all of chapter 7, other parts of the Bible that will help us all in our Christian walk. You know, when I think about Paul, It's an example of what the Lord would do with those of us who were not perfect. Paul was not a perfect guy. Paul was known as Saul, who hated Christians. Couldn't stand them. Went after them for a bounty, brought them in at the trial to see them get executed. In fact, he was right there when Deacon Stephen was stoned to death. Paul was the cult man. But it shows that even though his single purpose then was to persecute Christians, the Lord met him on his Damascus road, his six going to do more bad, and changed his life around. So that single purpose of doing, I'm going to get Christians, turned into, I want to serve the Lord. Amen? And what I'm saying is, if he can do it for a Paul with this rap sheet, isn't it great he can do it for us too? Amen? I'm excited the fact that single, married, well, that I'm so glad that the Lord has chosen to use someone like me. Don't you pinch yourself every now and then when you realize how great the Lord is and what he does in your life and that he'll use you and take you just as you are? Even when the world talks about you, think you're strange for being in church, for being single and or married, that the Lord takes us. My God, he's a friend to the friendless. Maybe he's never been your friend before. I know I got some friends, one or two. But I'm talking about he will be your friend, a constant friend. He's a healer. He's a company keeper. He'll be a fence around you. That's, come on, Grandma. He'll be a rock in a weary land. He'll be a shelter in the time of storm. That wherever you find yourself today, don't get caught up into what your status is. S for single. M for married. Yeah, I'm married. But make sure you don't get so caught up into what you are and how the world sees you that you miss the greater part. And the greater part is that whoever you are, whatever your status, find yourself, get caught doing something for the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that good news today? Wherever I find myself, whatever my status, say about me that I met this single guy, this single gal. No, I met somebody who just loved the Lord, who happened to be single. Amen? So I want you to walk in your singleness and see it as a gift from God. You big gift carrying somebody. Look at you. You walk in and say, yeah, I'm single and I love the Lord. I'm single and I'm not easy. Oh, I'm single and I'm somebody in the Lord Jesus Christ. I know who I am. Praise God. But I wouldn't leave you today unless I really thought about this in the spirit. I say, no, now I told you that Christ is single, but then he's really more than that. He really is Christ, and he's also God, and he's also the Holy Spirit. So lest we try to compare ourselves to him, he really is kind of 3D. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He makes it what's called the Godhead. And so as I sit down today, I'm not going to really sit down. I want to share with you that what does God say about this sense of single marriage? He says in Genesis, he says, you know, I would, let me just find it here, make sure I got it right. Y'all got a minute? Okay. All right. Oh, here we go. Genesis 2 and 18. He was addressing Adam and Eve. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. I know Valentine's Day ain't over. But I'm so glad that while I was single, that God gave me a helpmeet. Suitable, thank God, for me. I just want to encourage you in that today. Not asking you to go get licensed, but just know who you are in the Lord Jesus Christ. Living single. Not living sad, not living depressed, not living I need somebody, but living single in the Lord. That is the word of God today. It is already blessed. Let's stand today. Give God a praise. So wherever you find yourself today, I really want singers to be empowered today. Do you feel empowered today? Nobody ever gives the singles a fair shot. You know, sometimes singles get a bad rap. You ain't married yet. And sometimes they get, you need somebody. Sometimes it's like at the company picnic, at the parent, oh, you still single? Yes, I am. And I love this part. There's somebody I want you to meet. Don't you love that? He'll be just right for you. She's just who you need. Be well. Once you know you've got the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. Don't you know he's got somebody for you if that's what you desire? Don't you know Miss Thang is waiting for you? Don't you know Mr. Wright is available? But the way you seek the Lord for other things, if it is a mate you want and desire, ask the Lord. Amen. Let's take a moment today. As I left, I was reminded that now on this single message, Reverend, don't just cover one area. Don't just talk about folks who are not married. But, you know, I want to be sensitive to people who may be divorced. The marriage didn't work out the way they thought it would. The Lord still loves you. And maybe you've lost a mate. Know that the Lord Jesus Christ is still suitable for what we need today. Let's sing a little bit of that today. I want to just minister to you as we use this time. In my life.
In my life.
Be glorified. In my heart. I was so bold last Sunday to call all the married folk down. It was threatened to do. I want to call folk who are single to the altar today. Single are persons who are not married, may be divorced, may be widowed. I want to encourage you in the Lord today, if you're single, to come right on down. I think that's full ministry. We're not leaving anybody out. Praise God. My God, we got some singles up in this church. Lord, have mercy. Come on down. Let's encourage them today. 18 over. In
my life, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified in my life, Lord. Be glorified today.
I want to talk to you very briefly. I want to pray with you. Let me say this. There's nothing wrong with you. You are important in the body of Christ. I mean, Paul wrote a good bit of the New Testament in prison, beaten, always in trouble talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. But my, a single guy wrote all of that. And all he's saying is, hey, marriage is a gift, and so is being single. I've just chosen this role. And so maybe where you are today, I want to encourage you in the Lord to be all you can be for the Lord. Amen? And if your next family reunion, they start talking about when you get married. So I don't have anybody suitable yet. That no matter what you say about me, I am moving in the direction that God wants me to go. You are key. You are frontline folk. You are folk who are life servers. And what if the church was all married? Married folk is some good excuses. Oh, my husband said. My wife said. You know what I mean? Married folk and with children too. Well, you know, we got stuff. But sometimes as a single person, you say, you know what? I'm available. I'm overworked right now, but I'm available. Do some things. And single folk have wisdom. Praise God. Look at that. And no matter where you find yourself, you can share with someone else something that the Lord has done through you, by way of you, that might empower someone else. As we bow to that, I want to lift you up for the Lord today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. What a rich word today. Is that they can leave, they meaning those folk who have the gift of being single, can leave this place knowing, you know what, I'm fit in the body of Christ. I am somebody, I am valuable. I'm just, you know, maybe folk ought to be like me. But I pray in the name of Jesus that what is central is that they know who they are. What's most important is that they know that they're connected to the purpose of God. I pray in the name of Jesus that as they come today, thank you, Holy Spirit, that they might be in dating relationships, courting, taking company, going steady, whatever it might be. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, but their relationships might be value relationships. No, not just anybody. But might they always keep you central in all that they do? My God, I think we've given singles muscle in the church today. We've given them value that you are somebody and you are a gift with a gift. As they go from this place, God, may you encourage them in the Lord today. They may see other single folk and they might have an answer to folk who might want to say to them, when? Not yet. I'll let you know. I've not found the suitable one yet. But meantime, I'm thankful that God loves me. He loves me no less than a married person. He values who I am. I thank you, Lord, for these persons. May they be empowered today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Give each other a high five. Amen. Praise God. Let's celebrate our singles today.
Come just as you are. Give.
And that took a lot. I mean, y'all came on down. All right. Yeah, I am. That's all right.
As you are. Come and see.
Come and see.
Come receive.
Come receive.
Come and live.
Come and live
forever. Life everlasting.
Never thirst.
And never thirst again.
As that plays softly, I've come with one single purpose in mind, and that is to introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's so key that I never assume that everybody knows Jesus or that everybody has a personal relationship with Jesus. And I just want to say to you today that he's available. He is available for you. I like to slide this in. With the summer feels here today, one of my buddies from Bally, he reminds me I got to go back. But I'll never forget, I played a trick on the attendant at Bally's. I said, "Girl, I know somebody really likes you." "Who?" I said, "No, I can't say nothing." I said, "He really, 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 really loves you. Get out, come on." I played that thing for weeks, you know, like, yep. "I know somebody who's got an eye on you, been checking you out." Who is it? "Nah, I can't tell you." And then one day I said, "I better go ahead and..." I say, "His name is Jesus." So I said to you today, I know somebody who's really been checking you out, who already knows your background, knows your resume, played a hand in making you, that he loves you. And so as you bow today, maybe you're available. As we bow today, Father God, I come in the name of Jesus. If there's one today who has come, who has never said yes to you, never said, "I want to allow Jesus Christ to come into my life and to lead my life and guide me by his grace." Maybe I've never done that before. I've heard about Jesus and, you know, I don't get it. But I just want to say, here's how you can get it and get him. The Bible says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. That is, that Jesus, I'm saying, I want you to come into my life. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. The Bible says you shall be saved. Saved from this penalty of sin, saved from eternal damnation, but to come into the fullness of who Christ is. And so I pray in the name of Jesus, if that person is here today, that they may open their hearts and that you might come in. I may never know. I don't keep score about how many folk came to Jesus because I preached or invited them, but the Holy Spirit knows. If that is you today, if you don't know him and you want to know him, while heads are bowed, if you want to raise your hand, I want to not pick you out, but I want to pray with you right where you are today. If that is your situation, I don't know Jesus, but I want to know him. Can you tell me more? I want to pray with you if you're that person today. If you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you don't know him today, I want to pray with you right where you are today. Praise God. You know him. And I'm kind of in the clear now. I presented him to you. And I'll do it next week too. If there's a next week. But right now is all we have. It's your opportunity to receive Christ. Praise God. Open your eyes. If you're here today and you desire to be a part of this ministry called Harvest, you can come many ways. You can walk down or shake your hand. You can talk to me later, but you know, there's room for everybody. Aren't you sure about that today? Everybody can walk today. Single, married, don't really matter. The Lord wants to use you in his service. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Call us at 410-931-4240. That's 410-931-4240. You can also log onto our website, www.timtooten.com. If you'd prefer to drop us a note, send it to Dr. Tim Tooten, P.O. Box 43151. That's P.O. Box 43151 in Baltimore, Maryland, 21236. Have a blessed day in the Lord.